little bit too about your experience at Simmons, and I know you mentioned that you were one of the founders of the Black Student Organization. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about just like what that experience was like.
Well, I don't know that there was a Black student organization. I really don't remember. You know, I've been out of school a long time. But there may have been a Black student organization, but I think because of the timing that we were there, it was just revitalized or energized, or I don't know, you know. And we were just, you know, very active. I think we met together regularly. And it was a sisterhood, you know, like, well, personally, I didn't belong to any sororities or anything like that, but but the Black Student Organization was a sisterhood for us. And then, you know, we would do social events and then, you know, work on other things of trying to get Black studies courses and some Black teachers. And it was just a place to come and talk about, you know, what was going on and our shared interests. You know, I remember writing an article for the Simmons news, or what, I forget what it's called, but it had to do with the Olympics, and they were condemning the Black athletes who had raised their fist on the podium, you know, and I had written this little blurb in their defense. And so, you know, that was a good memory from those days too.
I'm curious to hear a little bit more about your experience, like writing the Ten Demands and sort of how that came to be.
Well, you know, I mean, it wasn't just us. This was happening across the country. And we just were trying to put together what we felt was lacking at Simmons, what we felt should be, you know, that would make Simmons more inclusive. And so, you know, as I mentioned before, it was things about, I think there might've been a thing about a Black student advisor, about recruiting some Black professors and, you know, making some changes to the curriculum, courses, African-American studies, because those things, you know, didn't exist. So those were, you know, it's just like, okay, there's a few of us on this campus now. Let's, you know, we want to be acknowledged, heard, included, you know. And respected for our contribution.